اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر، فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we will continue the discussion on giving, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we stated from verse 261 to verse 265 of Surah Al-Baqarah, He speaks about the importance of giving. Today we'll speak about the latter part of these verses, that is verse 264 and verse 265. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states, O you who believe, addressing the believers, do not invalidate your charity by pestering others, meaning the individual that you've given charity to, or by bothering them, harming them. بِالْمَنِّ وَلَأَذَى, seeking some sort of favor from them after you've given them charity, or by pestering them. Like those who spend their wealth only to show people, and they do not believe in Allah, nor do they believe in the last days. The parable of such people is like a rock, a hard rock upon which soil is upon. So a hard rock that is beneath the soil, a shallow soil, just a little bit of soil. But when rain falls upon this soil, heavy rain falls upon the soil, the soil washes away and leaves the rock barren. In other words, that land is not fertile to grow anything. And those individuals, they are not able to gain anything from what they've earned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those who disbelieve, those who give in this manner. And this particular parable is interesting because on one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He began the parable about giving, He stated that giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the grain of corn. That when that grain of corn is planted, then that grain of corn will yield 7 ears of corn, and each ear of corn will have 100 grain. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving the opposite example, that if someone gives, particularly gives charity, but it is not with sincere intention, or it has those things which we mentioned yesterday, that these are the things which are a condition of giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give and not to bargain or not to seek favor from those individuals who you've given. To not bother those individuals, that they must maintain their dignity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if this occurs while a person is giving their charity, their sadaqah, He says, this is like that land which you can plant nothing in. Why? Because beneath the soil, the top part of the soil, is hard rock. Nothing will grow in that land. So in other words, such charity will not bear any fruit. We should mention here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse 264, first and foremost, he's addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And this is a very important point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making. And subhanAllah, if we had more time, we could speak more about this. But nonetheless, in brief, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions things in the Quran, that each and every word has a purpose. Each and every sentence, each and every phrase, each and every address has a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts the verses about giving in a very general sense. He states, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ, that the example of those who give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he mentions this, he doesn't mention that these are individuals who are during the time of the Prophet, who believe in the Prophet, who believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who believe in the last revelation. It is general. Whoever gives, and they give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that giving. And we see this even during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He states that once, as he was out, there was one Jewish man, he was passing by the Prophet. And when the Prophet saw him, the Prophet, he recognized that this individual, he had done something that day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned to his companions, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. Will protect him from a calamity. So this Jewish man, he went and he collected wood. This was his job. He collected wood and he would sell wood in the market. And as he was returning, the Prophet stopped him. And the Prophet told him, he says, drop your wood. Drop it. Let it go. And so as he dropped the wood, then a snake had come from under the wood that the individual had collected. At that point, Allah, the Prophet of Allah, he asked this man, he says, what did you do today? Just to clarify and prove this point. He said, what did you do today? He said, well, I didn't do anything special. I got up, I ate my breakfast as usual. He says, and then I left my home to begin collecting wood as my job. He says, along the way, I saw a poor person. And when I saw him, I gave charity to him so that he can eat, because I had finished my meal in the morning and I saw this person, he looked as if he was hungry. So I gave him so that he can eat. And then the Prophet Allah, he says, because of this charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved you from the calamity. That if you had not given this charity, that perhaps a snake would have bit you while you were collecting this wood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts very general, that anyone who gives and gives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas if a person gives for the sake of people, then their reward is with the people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he has a very beautiful hadith in this regard. He says, kullu riya'in shirk. كل راء شرك إنه من عمل من عمل للناس كان ثوابه على الناس ومن عمل لله كان ثوابه على الله. He says that every show that if someone does an action just to show people, he says, then this is a type of shirk. You're making a partner. You're doing something not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with pure intention. So it's a type of shirk, creating a partner in your actions. And this is, again, particularly addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. He says, and so whoever does an action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will reward that action. If a person does an action for the sake of people, then you should expect your reward from people, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one point about this particular verse, that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's addressing the believers. Another point is, again, what we mentioned before, but just to emphasize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began this topic of these series of parables in this one chapter or back to back, that He began very general, and He began with infaq. And infaq, it is more encompassing than sadaqah. It is more encompassing than sadaqah. Sadaqah, giving charity, is a type of infaq, is a type of giving. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He started with the best type of giving. To give and not to even make intentions for any reward, but you give purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then He brings after that a category that most people, they fall in. They give sadaqah, charity, and you give sadaqah and you give charity with the intentions that I'm doing this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said He will reward me. And there's nothing wrong with that. To give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give you reward. But the best type of giving is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began with. To give simply for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this in a number of examples. One of the examples that Allama Majlisi, He brings in Biharul Anwar, the example that Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Abdullah ibn Ja'far, who was the husband of Zainab, salamu alayhi wa sallam, that they were leaving from Medina, they were on their way to Hajj. So in this story that they lose their provisions that they took with them for Hajj. So as they are in the desert, they're on their way, they become hungry and they become thirsty. And they see an elderly woman with a tent camp. So they approach her, ask her for something to drink and something to eat. She had nothing but one sheep with her. So she said, "What I have to drink, you can milk the sheep." So she gave them permission. They milked the sheep, drank the milk, and they asked, "Did she have anything to eat?" She said, "Well, at the moment, all I have is a sheep." She said, "So you can slaughter the sheep and eat that." So they slaughtered the sheep, they ate the sheep, and before they parted from her, they told her, said, "We are a group of people from the Quraysh, and we are from Medina. Anytime that you come to Medina, then you come and you ask for us, and we will return the favor." So when the Imams, they left, along with Abdullah ibn Ja'far, the woman's husband comes, and when he sees that the sheep is gone, he asks her, that "What happened to the sheep?" And she told him what happened. And he says, "And you slaughtered the sheep for people that you don't even know?" Simply they say that they're from Quraysh, that they're from... And you don't know who they are? So shortly after, according to the narration of Lama Majlisi, he said that this individual, this man with his wife, they went to Medina to sell the donkey that they had because they needed it for their livelihood. And as they entered into Medina, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw this woman and he gave her salams, but she returned the salams and did not recognize who Imam Hassan was. She had forgotten what his face looked like. So Imam Hassan sent his servants, says, "Go bring her back." And Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he told her, he says, "Do you remember me? I was your guest on this day." And she said, "Yes, I remember you." So then Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave her 1,000 sheep and 1,000 dinar. Then he sent his servant with this lady. He says, "Now go to my brother, Al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam." So Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave the same. And Imam Hussein sent this lady with the servant of Imam Hassan to Abdullah ibn Ja'far. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, he asked, he says, "That what did Hassan and Hussein give you?" He said that together they gave me 2,000 sheep and 2,000 dinar. So Abdullah ibn Ja'far, he says, "Well, then I will give you also 2,000. That what they gave you together, I will give you as well." And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he returns the favor because this lady, her intentions were superior. She resembles that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states, again, within the context of giving, within the context of these verse, in verse 264, that person who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They give. The true meaning of infaq is to give in this way. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That they give and do not fear the return. They are certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will return, whether it is in this world or the next world. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives these examples. That they are similar, but not the same. They're similar, they're in the same trajectory, but they are also intending to build character, to build this intention of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we see in the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdhalus salatu wasalam, where he states that he does not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fear of hellfire, nor does he worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reward of paradise. But he said, I found Allah, wajadtuka. Well, Imam Ali is speaking to Allah, wajadtuka ahlan lil'ibad. I found you worthy of worshiping. That he understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he understood this connection between Allah and his servant. And this is why we see the trajectory of these verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins with this idea and this concept of infaq fi sabilillah. And of course, he brings the reward with it. Yes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give manifold. Then he brings about the example of giving charity. He warns, he says, don't be like those who give charity, because a majority of people will fall in the category that, okay, I'm giving the sadaqah, and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will reward me 100-fold for the sadaqah. Or that if there's a calamity that is going to befall me, that by giving this sadaqah, giving this charity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will remove this calamity from me. The majority of us, when we give our sadaqah, we give in this way. That we understand the reward. We give it with the intention that, oh, we'll get the reward. And there's nothing wrong with it. You're falling within the parameters of Islam, within the parameters of what the Prophet has described, within the parameters of what of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has described in the Quran. But the best of giving, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he states, to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the example he brings in verse 265. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبُوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أَكُلُهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. He says, those individuals, or the parable of those who give their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ, and to establish themselves, to make their souls firm and strong. He says, the parable of these individuals is like the garden that's on a hillside. And it's a fertile garden on the hillside. And when abundant rain pours down upon it, then it yields its vegetation, its fruits, twofold. And even if it does not rain heavily upon this mountain, and it only rains lightly, it drizzles, then that light rain and drizzle is sufficient for it. And subhanAllah, this is one of the best examples, very beautiful example of the Quran. Because when we think of Mecca, we think of Medina, that is a desert. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives such an example. Not only does he give such an example, if we've traveled in the earth, we'll see that, yes, there are places that are like this. your places in the Caribbean, that the land is so lush and green that even if light rain hits the island, comes down on this island, then it is sufficient for its vegetation, it's sufficient for its fruit. If heavy rains come, then the fruits grow more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving this example on one hand with the objective intentions that yes, we should give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also that when we give or we are involved in our ibadat, our worship, that we should reach a state of kamal, a state of perfection, a state of sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps all of us with being His sincere worshippers, and not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear of hell, and not out of the reward that He promises, but worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we understand Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success for you and I. وأسأل الله التوفيق لي ولكم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
اللهم صل على